Nick. Welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton.
Hey, Tim.
The Nerd Alliance presents Talking Games with Tim and Clayton.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Clayton. How are you doing?
Hey, man. I'm good.
Good.
Wait, who are we?
I'm Tim and you're Clayton.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're the hosts of this thing, right?
I just said, how are you doing again? I assume you're still fine.
I'm still good. Tim, you've asked me that every 5 minutes since you walked into my house.
I just want to know you're doing okay.
Do I look like I'm really ragged?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like no one wants to say it, but...
All right.
Yeah.
This is probably the way to air that grievance.
Oh, I think so, too. Let's bring in somebody that looks great. Hey. Aaron Thorne, welcome to the podcast.
Thank All right.
You. Thanks. Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Did you like that compliment Tim gave you?
I did. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's really... I assume you say that. I've never listened to the show. I assume you say that every
time. Who have I said that about? I said that about Dan Strauss.
Yeah. I have listened to the show, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Also, I don't know if Tim's ever said that to a guest, so...
Well, I'll take it.
Yeah. No problem.
Thanks.
Boy, there's a lot of flirting going on so far. You guys at home aren't catching how many vibes are out here, but this is great.
Oh, man.
For me. Tim looks super happy. Not at all like he wants to kill
me. So, Aaron, you've listened to the show before. You know that we always start with, what are we playing? And that's, why am I explaining this to you? It's so obvious to understand. Aaron, are you playing it right now?
I'm playing D&D.
That's amazing.
More specifically, Pathfinder. Yeah,
is it a group of comedians?
It is.
Very cool. Yeah. How long have you guys been playing?
I've been playing... Well, it's a little bit complicated because I started over email.
Okay.
But I've been playing with this group for probably a couple of months, like 2 months maybe. Mm. But they've been playing since last winter.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Anybody we know who's in the group?
Yeah. Definitely. So, oh my god, I'm about to start name dropping like crazy.
Oh boy.
So typically it'll be at Brad Einstein's house.
Oh, I know this group.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like Brad, Josiah Jenkins. I hope I don't leave anybody out because I feel like I'm about to like leave a senior will. And like if I leave someone out, they'll be sad. So yeah, him, Eli, Mandel, Brian Biancardi, Annalise Toft plays with us. Libby Schreiner joined us last week.
Oh, it was
great.
A different group. Was this the one Tyler Samples was?
Yes. Yeah, so Tyler. Okay. It's Tyler's.
There's
like,
been a lot
group.
Of turnover. I feel like.
Yeah, but like people come in and out, and everyone's welcome. Like literally anyone could come.
Gotcha.
Because it's cool.
But is it Einstein's house?
Not. Yes, it
okay.
is usually.
All right,
yeah,
I'm out.
You can't. You're just gonna get.
I don't know where he lives, so I'm immediately.
You
out.
Can find out.
No, I'm
it's
good.
Actually, it's pretty close to here.
All right, I'm fine.
Okay,
I'm fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. We're doing it at Lisa Burton's house tomorrow.
Wait,
but
is she
I'm
back
in.
In town?
I'm totally.
She
in.
Is. She's back in town. Yeah,
cool.
I know.
I mean, we're talking about a lot of Pathfinder
tonight,
so we'll get back to that. Clayton,
okay.
What are you playing right
Spelunky,
now?
Spelunky, man. I like went way hard into Spelunky this whole week. I don't know why even. I've just really been freaking out about it.
Aaron, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I just, like, I want to know what that is. I don't
oh,
know what
sure.
it is.
Yeah, Spelunky is a game for
okay.
Xbox Live Arcade,
oh,
and also
okay.
I play it on the PC. And it's just this really hard, super punishing roguelike, so
okay.
every level is, like, procedurally generated, and it's incredibly difficult. And, like,
cool.
real hard learning curve, and when you die, you just lose everything and start over from the beginning. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
It's pretty brutal, and I really love it. But
nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the thing where you get all the way to the secret boss, which is really hard to do, I found.
Is that the end of the game?
Yeah, well, you can beat it, but then if you do like a certain procedure, you can get to the secret boss and then you beat the game for real, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you going to do that like weird eggplant thing or is that just
I don't know. That's super
yeah.
hard. That's
yeah.
like that's like a secret. Like,
if we were like,
I think only a few people have been able to do that solo as well.
If we were, you know, teenagers, maybe.
But. Right. But we're grown
we're
adults
grown
playing video games.
Grown ups.
Doing
me
a
too.
Video game podcast in a basement. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. We're way
yeah.
different than you fucking punk ass teenagers listening to this thing.
There's so much electronic
We've made
equipment
something
here. Like men have.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Not
yeah.
like boys have.
Yeah.
No, this right. is stuff I spent
yeah.
my own money on.
Yep. I can tell.
Yeah.
Real Sony.
That's, that is real quality Sony right there.
It's a real deal.
Anything else, Clay?
Honestly, no. I really
wow,
have not
really
done anything else.
Demon.
It's, yeah. It's consuming me. I've been watching, like, playthroughs online, trying to, like, figure out, like, okay, all right, how did this guy find the black market so fast? Like, what does he know that I don't?
As for me, I've been playing, still playing Wild Arms 2. I didn't play much video games this week because I had to do this podcast where I had to read this terrible, terrible book all week. And, the book was called My Summer with Leprechauns, A True Story. And, it's by an insane woman. And here's the worst part. We did the podcast last night to talk about it. None of the audio worked. So, so that's a bummer.
So you read a terrible book. What podcast was it for?
It's called Tomefoolery, where they just read weird books and talk about it.
That's a great name and podcast idea.
Is plug it like, for Tomefoolery, except anti-plug because your audio didn't work. So peek behind the curtain of Tomefoolery.
Wild Arms 2, it's still... Okay, it got a little better. There's a dragon who can turn into a robot, and now he flies me around. That's always great.
All right, I'm back in.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that game. I like robots.
Do you like dragons?
I do.
All right, then, boy, have I got a crossover for you.
I'm pretty much
my goodness. I feel like the last Walking Dead episode just came out, so I'm going to play that as soon as I can. Actually, one more thing before we get started. I downloaded a Dungeons & Dragons audiobook. Have you guys heard about this? There's a free one on Audible right now.
No.
And it's read by celebrities like Weird Al Yankovic reads a story. who else? Dan Harmon.
He's got a podcast.
Yeah. My favorite one, Ice-T, reads a Dungeons & Dragons story.
It's really him. It's not Paul Tompkins doing an impression.
It's really him.
Is Vin Diesel on it?
No, but I hear he... Have you listened to Nerd Poker?
Yes.
Oh, it's so great.
It's great.
I that's how I learned that Vin Diesel is a huge Dungeons & Dragons.
He has a tattoo about it.
Yeah.
Man. That's awesome.
He seems really cool.
I think so, too.
Legitimately.
It seems pretty fucking lame, dude.
No.
What a nerd. Vin Diesel, I'm calling you out, dude.
I'm getting bullied by proxy.
I'm cyberbullying Vin Diesel right now. Wait a minute. What's the book about?
Yeah,
it's about Dungeons & Dragons?
So it's
or?
Collected stories of this character named Drizzt, Drizzt Dordan.
It's
set in what's the game?
The Baldur's Gate universe?
Yeah.
What is it? The Forgotten Realms?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that our D&D campaign is in, right?
Yeah, totally.
You guys play D&D?
We do.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
You probably know more than I do.
Well, we just started with the 5th edition rules.
Okay.
Which are pretty...
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. Real quick, before we get into Pathfinder, mm-hmm. Clayton, how do you like the new version?
I do like it. I was a little worried about, hit points being more of an issue.
Oh, yeah?
Because I feel like it's less hit points, but also remember, I was, like, version, like, 2 when I was originally playing. Mm-hmm. So I'm still used to, like, the old school, it's like, hey, yeah, fair number of hit points, but, that at some point got lowered and was annoying, and now it's, I feel like they've kind of balanced it out, so it's not so bad. I do really like...
I think so,
this
too.
Version.
I thought 4...
Way more accessible.
Yeah, I thought 4 was a little video gamey. Which is fun, but, like, this one feels like it has more freedom.
Yeah.
Huh.
In our campaign, Clayton is playing a halfling, You're not a bard, you're a rogue.
I am a rogue, because they don't have... We're using the starter kit, so there's very few classes available.
Okay.
But I say bard because, on more than one occasion, Clayton's character would sing or dance in the middle of battle.
That's of course what you should do as a bard.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
I've been playing him as a bard, even though he's like a rogue. I think it was supposed to be more like...
It worked.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To our advantage.
I put all my points into charisma.
Yeah. Tyler had an amazing character called Kenny Hendricks, which was like a country singer bard, and he was like the most famous country singer in the universe, and he had only charisma.
Nice.
And he like killed it. All the time.
I've been enjoying, my character's name is Lefty, and he's a former highwayman.
He talks about, like,
and
that.
Constantly, yeah, speaks French, high-pitched.
Yeah.
Accent. Good.
Yeah. Most irritating character of the group, and yet surprisingly effective when it comes down to battle.
Yeah, really, really effective.
It's all on the dice there, you know?
Yeah.
So how long ago did you get into Pathfinder?
It's been just a few months for me, really. Like, yeah, so I started hearing about it last fall and becoming, like, my interest was piqued. And then Tyler started DMing me in person.
Oh, very
just
cool.
Like the two of us. And then I guess he's doing that for other people. And then over email. And then I started DMing him and Jeff Murdoch and a couple other people over email. And then when he went on the boat, I took over as, like, real DM.
Oh, you're the DM?
I am.
That's pretty heavy for just getting into
for
the game.
For a girl.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay, cool.
Excuse me.
No, I agree. Yeah.
No, yeah, I am for just getting into the game. So I think I'm pretty okay at it, but, like, I definitely, I was like, oh, I better be, like, all up on my knowledge for this podcast. And so I was like, oh, there's some things I've been letting
you
slide.
You brought books? Stuff
I brought, but I didn't know. I didn't know you guys played, so, like, I didn't know how much you knew. So I brought books, and I brought, like, character sheets. I was going to roll you guys up.
Oh,
be,
please.
Like, super
we'll absolutely do that.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Cool.
But, yeah. Do you prefer DMing to playing?
No, I like both
okay.
a lot. I really enjoy DMing, though.
Yeah, it's very cool. I've always wanted to do it. It seems like there's a ton of preparation, and then at any given time, I feel like the party can just go away from the thing that you want them to do, right?
I think, truly, my experience as a kindergarten teacher in Chicago Public Schools on the South Side has helped me a lot in DMing improvisers.
Makes like, complete sense.
You have to be, like, ready for anything.
If you can hear me, clap once.
Exactly. I do that all the time, and then I just, like, put them in the corner. Yeah, no, you do. It's really fun. I actually was forever, because I was doing it over email at first, like, just improvising it as DM, and then when I started doing it in person, it was like, I gotta prepare things, and recently, like, after a few months, I was like, I'm gonna get a module, and that's been really fun, actually, because, like,
helpful.
Helpful, just, it's like, because one mod usually lasts, like, probably 3 weeks, and I totally, like, fuck with it, but,
right,
but it's still, like, nice to have the structure.
Hmm.
That's
so
awesome.
So we'll see. I might go back to just making it up.
Sure.
But
Now, has this group been all Pathfinder since it started?
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Because that's only, like, what, 5 years old or
yeah,
something like
I believe
that?
So, yeah. Maybe 2007?
Yeah.
Maybe
I think,
5, 7 years.
It was a Kickstarter thing, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't think so.
No, it's a company.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, a company that was contracted with the D&D people.
Wizards of the Coast.
Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah. So they're still getting money off this.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. they were publishing a magazine under
it. Oh, okay.
And then when, like, 4 came out, everyone hated it. They were like, we'll just break out.
4 did suck.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, I feel like the, like, hardcore people really hated it more than anybody.
Yeah.
For me, being new to it, I felt like it was real easy to get into. Like, I felt like they were trying to go real broad with the game.
Yeah.
I never played 4, so I don't know.
It's, but I think I played Pathfinder, like, one time, but I really, really liked it. I remember I was, like, the wizard, and, there's, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, there's penalties if you, like, mess up a spell and stuff like that.
Yeah,
this may have been DM specific.
It might have been DM specific.
Yeah.
It depends. I'm, like, kind of too easy of a DM. So I need to get tough on these
have
people.
Have you killed anybody yet?
No. But I killed someone's, like, beloved. I killed,
oh, my God.
That's
almost worse.
I killed their beloved, like, animal companion.
Familiar.
Yeah. Because it was, like,
my
second time DMing. It was Eli. His, Slippery Von Quivershaft is his name.
Oh, no.
And he's awesome. I love his. Everyone in that game is, a dick name.
Perfect.
Ridiculous, yeah. Whisper Dick, and et cetera. that's Brad. So, it was like, oh, you're fighting, I can't even remember, I think a dragon or something like that. And he was like, I send my bat out. And I was like, roll your dice. And I was like, oh, he got eaten. It's just like, he rolled real shitty. And I was like, oh, he rolls like this.
Yeah. Wait, roll like a critical miss or?
It wasn't even a one. It was just like low. And I was like, oh, no, sorry. You ate them up. Because it was a very, it was like a very strong.
Oh my goodness. Like, yeah. Like, then you probably pulled it back and went easy.
He was like, my bad. And I then like realized what I'd done. Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because it just forces like a, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh God. Yeah. What happened to us recently was that, so yeah, Tyler was leaving on the boat on the last game he played that I think it was the first one I DM'd maybe, or the second, whatever, second. He decided to draw from the deck of many things. Are you guys familiar with that?
No.
It's a tarot deck. And like,
specific to Pathfinder or?
Yes. Huh? And like you pull, I mean, you can have whatever deck, but, you pull cards and they.
All right, don't yell at
me. I mean, Tim, calm down. So you pull a card and they like correspond to different things that could happen, most of which are positive. It's like, oh, you get 50 emeralds or like you get to level up, you know, a whole level or you die immediately or like you switch alignments. So like, I think Kenny was, lawful or like chaotic good. No, he was must have been neutral good, and he switched alignments and became chaotic evil.
Oh,
whoa.
And then he got three wishes, and he like just fucked the game, and then was like, "See ya, I'm going to Alaska."
This sounds
really
cool.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was so cool.
That's awesome.
He sent everyone to the abyssal plane, and then bounced. So we've been playing in the abyssal plane for like 5 weeks. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was super awesome. It was like exactly what should have happened.
This is showing me how little I know about Pathfinder.
Yeah.
Like, compared to, like, Dungeons & Dragons,
I've never heard of any, like, wishes.
Oh.
Wishes, yeah, like, this is totally...
The open source nature of it means that, like, anything can happen.
Sure.
There's a ton of options.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your bat can die at any
time. It can get straight eaten up in one gulp. If your DM's being careless.
It is weird that a bat would go up against a dragon, though.
It was
to
a
be
big
fair.
Bat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you were playing, what kind of characters did you like to do?
Oh, I started out being, like, such a, like a pretty princess about it. I was like, I'm a fairy. I was a Gathlane, which is, like, a rare race. Like, and I was a druid, and I was like, I like to do nature magic, and I have wings,
girls,
and I have a
am
little...
Girls, right, Clay?
Yeah, up top.
You guys, they're high-fiving right in front of me.
Were you a healer, too?
I loved to heal, and, like, I had a little panther who was my familiar. And then my character really went through it, guys. Like, she had a lot of life experiences. Her panther was killed by a sea hag.
No.
Because the sea hag was like, tell me your name, and then I can kill you. And I was like, no, never. And I knew that, like, if she knew our names, she could kill us. And so, like, all this stuff was happening. She was, like, throwing fireballs, I was throwing fireballs, and I was trying to kill her by setting everything on fire. And then she was like asking me questions, and I was like, I'm gonna try to appeal to her like sense of goodness, right? She's a sea hag. They're very evil. There's nothing good about them.
Yeah.
So I was like, she was like, tell me your story, and I was like, I will. And I told her, I just like had this whole story about like a lost love, and then I was like, and now it's just me, and my best friend, Tyrone. And then she was like, Tyrone, and killed him because she knew his name. And it's just my stupid ass decision.
That's like a Greek tragedy.
It was.
There.
Yeah.
It was all my fault. It
was Tyrone was turned into a pillar of salt.
He was. It was horrific.
That's horrible.
I cried in real life.
Oh, no.
I did.
That's pretty harsh.
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. So her name was Eon.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Sorry.
Have you ever had a character die, Clay?
Trying to think. No, actually, I don't think I have. Usually, DMs are pretty lax on that.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
About killing
your
character.
Yeah, it's not so fun to have somebody die.
Yeah.
Because they get really upset.
Yeah. And I also play a lot of, like, lovable, like, pieces of shit in these games.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
The DM's kind of like, I like having this guy around. He's a bit of a monkey wrench.
Yeah.
Like Lafif. But I definitely had the shit kicked out of my half-elf tank character that I played one time, where he was getting dragged under by a fucking giant crocodile in the sewers underneath town square. and like my the guy I was partied with was like a mage who was refusing to cast any magic and insisted on using his crossbow and was just like pissing me off so bad.
Right.
And I was like screaming at him, like, I swear to fucking God, like, if I get killed right now, because you won't cast a spell. And finally he cast a spell and killed me. And it saved my life.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, and I almost got into a fight with someone in real life.
In real
because
life.
He was
sure
fucking pissing around, not doing his fucking job.
I think that's better, though. I think in my game, people let things simmer. And they'll, like, get mad. I've talked to people, like, months later, like, Jeff was telling a story that, like, I won't name names, but someone, like, betrayed the group, and he was like, I was fucking pissed.
Oh, my
God. He was, like, so
You can curse
angry.
On this podcast, by the way.
I don't think Jeff said that, so I don't want to put words in his
right.
mouth, like, bad words. Yeah, no, he was so mad, and he said he just, like, got really quiet, and I was like, well, no one knew you were mad.
That exact same thing happened to me. We had a party in my first game, and the character was, by all accounts, neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last game, she sort of wanted to destroy the world.
Whoa.
It was a real 180. It was a heartbreaker. And
Whoa.
We had to end up killing her, which was a bummer. Yeah. But I had one time where I was playing this robot character, and he was looking for his soul. But we were in this battle, and they were like, we were, like, defending this fortress, and, like, we, like, backed up, like, they were invading and stuff like that. There were, like, two rooms left, and the rest of the group took one, and me, as this big robot dude, took the other. And so it was, like, they were like, you take care of that. And so I went in.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I did pretty well. I had to get some help from the wizard, like, shooting from across the other room and stuff like that. But I was down to, like, one hit point, and it got down to, like, me just stabbing this witch.
Ugh.
And that's just, like, having to take a knee for a few minutes.
Yeah. This last week, both
that's
of
yours.
My characters... Oh, yeah, don't.
Sorry.
Think about it. Okay.
A little wire mix up.
I know.
Folks at home, do not worry.
No, everything's okay.
Oh, my God.
The flirting has
There's no
not
flirting.
Stopped.
There's none of that. He did not drink my water, everybody.
No, I didn't.
Oh, boy. Only I know the truth. Listeners at home.
So, this last week, I had two players, and it was just Tommy Reard, who's awesome at D&D, guys. Like, he read all about it. Just to learn, and now he knows more than anybody, and Lisa Burton, and they were both at one hit point, and each of them, like, kept going unconscious, and having to, like, heal the other one, and then they'd come back, and they were fighting, like, the big bad at the very end of this whole thing.
Right.
It was so exciting, and they eventually won. Like, actually, they did... do they have percentile die in...
Yes.
Okay.
It seems like they're used more in this new version, too.
Well, he rolled a 1... on, like, an attack, and I was like, you have to roll a percentile die.
God.
And he got a 92. And a 95 means you die.
Like, oh, that's the other way.
Yeah, the other way.
So what was your punishment?
Oh, he, like, got hurt. I can't...
Sure.
Like, if it's not a 95, I'm not gonna, like, make it close to death.
Yeah.
It was just, like, it was... rough. I also need to talk about my other character that I play.
Sure.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
His name is Goop, and he was an NPC in Tyler's game that I was DMing when he was, like, testing out Kenny Hendrix. And he was, like, the first person Kenny Hendrix met, which was a toad, which is something I just made up, which is, like, a little frog. Like, person with, like, tiny little ears. And his name is Goop, and he, like, he has really poor syntax, and he, like, talks like this. And he's just like, Goop. He always refers himself in the third person.
What kind of fighter is Goop?
Goop is useless.
Okay, gotcha.
He's like 3 feet tall, and he's really just there for, like, color commentary. But he's super fun to play. He has, like, a scythe or something. I haven't played him in too long.
The worst possible weapon for a tiny frog.
Nothing good at all. Actually, the real character, the NPC for a long time in Tyler's game, couldn't walk because he swam.
Oh.
So he had to, like, ride on Kenny Hendrix's shoulder. Or, like, in a fishbowl.
And then if there was water, you'd throw him in.
He could swim pretty well. And, like, he's from this, like, cannibal race of Tords.
Oh, my God.
But Tord isn't a real thing, so I had to find... I can't even remember, like, what he is because I haven't gotten to play him yet, but I can't wait to, like, get back to playing Goop.
Is that kind of the thing, though, with Pathfinder, like freedom?
Yeah, it's for sure feeder. Okay. I mean, you still have to, like, fit it into a real race, but there's just so many of them. Mm. And you could write a new race.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously people have done that. My other character was a Dampier, which is half vampire, half human.
Oh, that's cool.
She was pretty cool. She's a daywalker.
I always wanted to try a vampire character, but the way they were in Dungeons & Dragons is, like, it's got to be night for your party.
Exactly.
That's why Dampier's good, because you can be a daywalker.
Right.
It's like a racial trait that you can have. So, pretty cool.
I was thinking of one other really bad botch I had. It was it was the coolest fight I'd ever done. Alex Talavera was DMing, and there were, like, floating, like, rock, just, like, surfaces, and you jump from one to the other, and, you know, went up, like, 100 feet or something like that. So I threw up a grappling hook, and I climbed up and, like, critical hit this dude off, and he fell, and that was awesome. But then there's this dragon flying around below me at this point, so I was like, I gotta do it. I'm gonna jump off this and, like, fall down and, like, try and stab into the dragon.
Yeah.
And the DM was like, I mean, you gotta roll 12 dexterity or higher. And I was this robot at the time. He had no dexterity. But, yeah, I rolled. I think I got, like, I think I got a 1, and so it was just me hitting rocks on the way.
That's awesome.
Rolling for each rock hit.
That's really cool.
Okay, well, that does 2 damage. Right. You missed that rock.
Yeah, how much damage does a rock do if you're falling on them?
I don't know.
I'd say a D8. I would be kind of tough about it.
But I was like, the idea of the robot being like, guys, I got this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always the best when you just fucking completely miss. There's
so
that
fun
bar fight we had where I, like, ripped the dude's head off.
Wait, what?
Remember
Remind
that?
Me. Oh, yes, that's right.
When I was playing that half orc. I think it was a full orc.
In the western town, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he hit my lady love, and we were doing this, like, non-lethal. This, like, I just decided that I, like, fell in love with this other orc character.
Yes.
And she got punched and, like, knocked over a bar, because we were all doing non-lethal, and I was just like, I'm going to straight up, like, kill this dude and tore his head off with my sword. I think I rolled, like, a 20 or something. It was, like, insane.
Oh, that's great.
And it was just like, wow, that took it to a level we didn't need to get it to.
That's so great.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, critical hits are, like, my favorite thing when they happen. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
Remind
me, what was your job in, like, the town?
I was a bouncer at the Golden Dragon, which was a casino.
Yes,
run by
right.
Joe's character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was the priest. Yeah. We were doing basically, like, Deadwood in D&D.
Oh,
so
that's
that was
awesome.
A lot of fun.
Tim loves playing priests and clerics and healing characters.
Yeah.
Well, I've only done that lately because I did, like, I had my, to start out, I just did, like, Brawler, because I was like, I feel like that's going to be the easiest to get a hold of. And then I did, like, a Legolas character, which was awesome. I loved it. So now I'm trying to do a little bit of everything. I haven't done, like, full-on wizard yet, which seems really cool.
Wizard's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like Druid, because it's, like, a combo of magic and healing and... I don't know.
I really want to try Rogue next time, actually.
Yeah, Rogue
like seemed
cool.
What the fuck did I just say? Rogue!
Rogue!
Yeah, the most fun, because sneaking is great, and, like...
Talking your way out of stuff.
Talking your way out of stuff is great.
Yeah.
Stealing shit is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
God, I snagged, like, some gold in the last... thing. Oh, you took those 2 healing potions, Tim. And I was like, I was like considering just stealing them from you, and I was like, nah, this character scared Lafitte earlier.
Yeah, I'm playing a religious zealot right now. And
a dwarf, right?
Like a paladin?
No, he's a cleric.
Okay.
But he's a dwarf, and Clayton was trying to steal some stuff from the wagon we were transporting to a town.
Oh, I was trying to steal mead or ale or something.
So I had to grab him, but then Clayton did a charisma roll, and he charmed me.
Nice.
Constantly. Yeah. Constantly rolling that charisma.
I want to get back more into the relationships between my characters, because I feel like when I first started DMing, especially in the email games, I was like, all about, like, the story and the relationship, and, like, there was no fighting. It was just, like, just talking and, having relationships.
Sitting around the campfire.
Yeah, or just, like, talking about the slave trade or whatever and discussing things.
Slave trade.
There was, like, a whole slave trade thing. But, yeah, this last one has been mostly fighting bad guys.
Yeah.
Which is also fun.
I do really like that, the sort of slice of life stuff, like when you just enter a town and just go explore and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like a DM who did a lot of skill challenges. Do you know what those are?
Not too much.
They're like, there's a sandstorm, so you got to use all your skills and tell me how you're using them, and then you roll. And
played a game like that with a ship, like a storm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Should we roll up some characters?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Character sheets right here.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I have my, like, cheat sheet of how to do it. Just so I don't do it wrong. All right, so our Tyler Samples invented this, like, method of finding a quick character. It's not going to be, like,
cheap. That is a big bag of dice.
Yeah, it is.
Is that yours?
This was...
Or is that the group's?
It's the group's. Oh. I think it was, like, Brad's uncle. It was definitely somebody's uncle. Brian's uncle who was, like, done playing D&D because he's, like, in his 40s and was like, you can have my dice, which is really cool. You know what? This is what we do.
Yeah. Oh, my
There's,
God.
There's, like, so many options. So the way that... he likes to, if you need to quickly find a character, because there's just so many options in Pathfinder.
Sure.
Is, like, ask questions. So, who wants to, I guess you know what, I'll go back and forth.
Okay.
So, Clayton, would you rather be small, medium, or big?
Big.
Big.
Why not?
So that, your options are half-orc or elf?
Half-orc.
Half-orc, okay, great.
I like me a half-orc.
And what, do you know what you want your name to be?
Grubs.
Great.
With a Z.
Duh. Didn't have to say.
Sorry, yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I'm assuming, like, all caps. Jeff's character's named Pow with an exclamation mark. And in, like, our email game, he died and was reincarnated a bunch of times. So he has, like, 3 exclamation marks by his name. It's pretty great. Okay, small, medium, or big?
I've never played a small character. Let's try
small. Would you like to be a gnome, which is like a garden gnome, or a halfling?
Let's go gnome.
Gnome. Okay, cool. And do you have a name for yourself?
Dougie.
Dougie, like
D-U-G-G? D-O-U-G-I-E. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Great. Okay, so class. Now, again, these are basics. Start with Clayton. Do you want to be magical or non-magical?
I'll do magical.
Magical?
Okay, magical great. Orc? That sounds like fun.
It does.
There are some, right?
Would you like...
it's Pathfinder, dude.
We don't know.
Would you like your magic to come from, like, God or nature or the divine, or more like from yourself? Like arcane magic or divine magic?
It would be fun to do a divine magic.
Divine magic, yeah. Okay.
Like a super religious orc.
Yeah.
Do you like people better or nature?
People. He's like a friendly orc.
Okay,
grubs.
So you're like a cleric.
Perfect.
Cleric. Okay. Level 1 cleric. Oh, wait. I'm doing it on the wrong one. See, I'm a bad guy.
I forgot that it's a character. I was like, Clayton doesn't like people.
Clayton doesn't like people, but grubs does.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, Tim. It's acting, you know?
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of improvisers who are actually, like, kind of shits about D&D, which is really weird to me. It's like...
How so?
Like, I think they still have that, like... You know, some improvisers, like, had a hard time when they were kids.
No!
Or in high school. And I think some of them still have a, like, I'm not a nerd! Like,
which is so
weird to me, because it's like, yes, we are.
Right, yeah.
That's all we are.
We do pretend with our free time.
Yeah,
so.
Come on. We all.
I'm not a miserable bastard in this way. Right. I'm just an alcoholic.
Exactly.
I'm just an alcoholic!
Magical or non-magical, Tim?
Let's go non-magical.
Non-magical, great.
Perfect.
Okay, so do you want to be, like, a fighter, or do you want to be, like, a...
Let's be, like, stealthy? Is that an option?
It is. Well, I mean, you're gonna be a fighter.
Fighter,
no matter
what. Let's go fighter.
No, not your class, but, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, magic or fight. So, do you want to be, like, naturally strong, or do you want to have, like, learned your strength?
I think learned.
Learned, okay.
Yeah.
So...
Sounds like Tim.
Do you want to have learned your strength for a cause? Or no?
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, let's go for a cause.
Great. Isn't this a cool system?
Yeah,
Tyler
absolutely.
Samples everybody. Does your cause direct your actions for yourself or, like, take you out into the world?
Oh, absolutely it does. I didn't want to be this gnome, but, you know.
But it's like more about you or is it more about the world?
It's more about the world.
So you're a paladin.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I love the idea of a paladin dome.
Yeah.
Tiny little paladin.
I know, me too.
Paladin. Way heavy armor, like, got one of those helmets with, like, just a slit in it.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, cool. So now we have to get my computer out and do a little, I mean, I'm going to just talk through it.
Sure. While you're doing that.
Yeah, you guys talk.
Yeah. Clayton, should we do plugs now?
Oh, do plugs now.
All right.
Anything you want to plug, Clayton?
Oh, not really. No, yeah. come see Hijinks whenever the show is. We're figuring it out for this month. Cool. And also Late 90s Wednesdays at 8. If you want to see a show that is $12.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, and it's Late 90s and Virgin Daiquiri. $12 charge. Don't go see that free show at the exact same time. And certainly don't see that $5 show at the same time. Oh, man. What are you paying for? Low quality, I would argue. Instead, pay high, top dollar and get a show that may or may not be worth it, depending on whether or not you go. Because you will make that show, my friend.
Oh, boy.
$12 is just like two lattes at Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And take those two lattes, throw them in the garbage, ask for your money back, and
why
use that
money.
Why do
you get such expensive lattes?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Great. Yeah. Can I, like, interrupt?
By all means.
Do you have internet here?
I do.
Okay. What is it called?
You know, it's...
do you want to just...
Anybody can just walk here. By and use Clayton's internet if they want.
Yeah, here, let me...
Well, you guys are talking about
that.
The Shock Tees are going to be at the... it's called The Geek Show. It's going to be at Stage 773. It's run by Sawyer Heps, I believe, of OC Dweeb, and the Nerdlogs are going to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Check with the Nerdlogs for dates on that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, I think that's everything. Anything you want to plug?
You know, I am doing the Go-Go Show on September
13th. Oh, that's super fun.
Which I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so I have a new band with Katie Conroy and Elisa Rosenthal called the Rhinestones. So we're doing
Cool.
We do like a female vocal folk music trio.
So cool.
And it's serious. It's not a joke. It's fun. So that's,
Tim is serious. Stop lying.
He's like serious about it. And then I'm just like, I'm doing Quenchers a bunch in October.
Cool.
Working on some solo bits.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll let you guys know. I've got this gnome pulled up, so that's what we're going to start with.
Yes.
Yeah. So, basically, Pathfinder makes it really easy. I don't know if D&D does, but they have, like, these really extensive free, web pages for every class and race that gives you, like, all the information you could need. Do you know how old you want to be?
I want to be, do you know lifespan of gnome by any chance?
Yeah, like, old. Like, they tend to...
They're, like, over 100?
Yeah, they are definitely over
100. Let's say he's, like, 30.
Oh, adulthood is 40.
Oh, let's do like, 35.
Okay, so you're, like, a teen.
He's still young.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Like a tough paladin gnome who's, like, a teenager.
Yeah, it's like, snapping.
Yeah, like, totally. One of the sharks or jets.
But kind of religious.
But yeah, you're like, like the sharks then.
Exactly.
Fucking Hispanic, you know?
Wait, what
Tim?
Are we going into right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, Tim knows what I'm talking about.
No,
up top. He high-fived me. He high-fived me. You heard it.
Okay. I heard it. I saw
Tim's
it.
A racist.
They did it right in front of me. So you get like a +4 dodge bonus to AC against giants.
Okay.
Because you're so little.
Great.
So all of this goes... Does this look anything like a D&D character?
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
Very similar.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So I'm putting this under
special. Picture it in your mind's eye, audience.
Yeah, guys. It's like an Excel spreadsheet, but cooler and dorkier. So mm-hmm. I'm putting this all under special abilities. I might not write them all down right
no,
now.
Don't
just
worry
so
about
that,
it.
Like, whatever.
It's totally fine.
I'll just talk you through it. You also have illusion resistance.
Hell
you have
yeah.
a +2 to your saving throw. Because you're, like, very practical.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You also have keen senses, and you're obsessive about your craft.
Oh, absolutely. That sounds like Tim 100%.
I assume so.
Can I see in the dark? Is that like keen senses?
Or? Keen senses is no, it's like perception
okay.
checks.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Dark vision, I don't.
It looks like you have low light vision.
Yeah, I fucking Everybody has low light vision in Pathfinder. Yeah. It's not even special.
You can see twice as far as humans in conditions of dim light.
Yeah. I mean, no offense, but so can everybody. You
except humans, obviously.
Dumb humans.
No one's ever a human, though. You also have some, like, magical racial traits, so, like, if you have, like, a higher charisma score, if you choose that later, you'll have special spell light like, abilities.
Now, gnomes aren't supposed to be paladins normally, right?
I've never heard of it, but I think it's cool. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't
sure,
be.
Yeah.
So let's go straight to your, speaking of which, your class. And then we'll do Clayton over here.
Sure. Do I got to pick out a god at some point?
Typically, if you want to be religious, you will, but I think paladins always follow the same god, which is... I could be wrong. Oh, no, you can choose a god.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
Okay, cool. You're lawful good no matter what.
Great. Is there one where I can be really... Is there one that's, like, really devout? Or, like, I don't know, preachy?
Yeah, there is.
I want an intense god.
Okay, so I'm going to...
I feel like I should sing while we're just looking stuff up.
What do you want to sing?
We don't even talk anymore. Oh. We don't even know what we argue about. Don't even say I love you no more.
I can't sing it.
Oh, hey, what's up, Clayton?
That's funny because I've been talking about that song.
Yeah, huh?
I love that song.
It's
I've been talking
song.
About arranging it for like a bluegrass style banjo sort of situation.
That's Boys to Men, right?
Yeah. Very much
we
so.
We are veering so far from video games. I'm going to save that story because it is.
Wait, there's a story about it?
Oh, I just saw Boys to Men at the State Fair a few years ago. They're
really?
Amazing.
They're
still
so
really great.
Good. Like, oh, they're so good.
All right,
I love
games.
The song.
Okay.
I think I'm going to recommend...
Don't worry, audience. I'm as confused as you are about what's going on.
Only because... Oh, no, am I doing a bad job?
No,
only
don't worry about it.
Okay,
I was in the bathroom. That's all.
Okay. Because we don't have, like, 3 hours.
Sure.
I'm going to suggest Torag, which is a stoic and serious god who values honor, planning, and well-made steel.
Go. Love it.
Yeah.
Planning.
So,
good.
Yeah, planning. So I'm going to give you Torag.
The god of planning.
Yeah. It's very...
Perfect for Tim.
Paladin-ish. All right, perfect. So let's go over here, and we can talk about... So your special abilities... So yeah, you're just a level one right now. You have basic things like your base attack bonus is +1. Your fortitude save is a +2, rather high. You don't get any special reflexes because paladins are like stoic and boring.
Sure.
Not boring, stoic. You have an extra will save. And your special abilities are like, you have an aura of good. And you can detect evil more easily than others.
Very cool.
You can also smite evil once a day at level 1. I'm going to write these down because they're important. Aura of good. Detect evil. Guys, I'm writing these and I'm spelling them correctly.
Sure,
so you know what's
sure.
happening with my pencil. And smite evil once a day. Great.
What else do you want?
Sorry. Maybe we shouldn't do it. Maybe I should just talk you through it.
That might be...
That sounds awesome.
I have to head to CIC pretty soon, as it is.
Oh, fine. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's totally fine. This takes a long time, but it's worth the commitment.
Yes, absolutely.
Talking at the microphone like it's a person, and I'm looking in its eyes.
Yeah.
So you're going to get, like, skills. You get to choose skill ranks. You get to choose your hit points. We would roll... The way we do it probably is the same. You, like, roll 4d6, take out the lowest, and then do that 6 times, and then you get to, like... Put all those numbers in your strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma.
No,
exactly
in,
like
D&D.
Yeah.
In the new version of D&D, they have like templates for like your weakness as a person or like your strengths and stuff like that. Like, is there stuff to like form your character?
Yeah, like your character traits, your background, stuff like that.
All the games I've played, it's been way more, like, fluid.
Like, everybody writes their own.
Yeah, you, like
that.
Decide
yeah, yeah, yeah.
what
right.
your background is, which I think is really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think this one we kind of like because it'll
you
be like...
You can do that in the new version.
Like, Clayton's a highwayman, and he got, like, different skills from that and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah, I got, like,
that.
Burglars kits and stuff like that.
Oh, you can do that. There's like, lower levels of like, your personality that you can choose.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
Yeah. Nice. I love it. Options.
Yeah. Options.
Tell you what. Let's get a description of Clayton's, and then here's what I want to do. I want to do a brief encounter where you DM me and Clayton.
That's exactly what I want to. Okay, great. So, just, like, very briefly, well, all I really
think... Paladin and a cleric, they would be buddies, too.
Yeah, they'd hang out.
Yeah. So, yeah, why don't
half
you guys...
Half-orc and a gnome.
Tell me, like, your briefest backstory while I pull up an encounter for you.
Okay, so my gnome family was slaughtered by some, let's say, barbarians, and I clung to religion, and I taught myself to fight so I could protect the weak at all costs. Mm-hmm. And now I'm scouring the land for the one-eyed barbarian that killed my family.
Beautiful.
I was like a chef for like a marauder group. They used to terrify the countryside, but eventually I grew angry because like fucking the leader was super mean and like criticized my cooking too much. So I caved his head in, and then after that, but those guys were like my brothers, you know? I found God. And God led me to a better path. Nice. And then Tim subjugated
me. Yeah, how do we meet up?
Tim beat me up one time because I was. This is before I found God.
Sure.
He thought I was a marauder, and then But then by the graces of Torag or whoever,
I converted
spared
you.
Me.
Yeah,
you converted me.
Wow, okay.
And I became a cleric. Fucking, it was awesome, dude.
I like it. Wow. So we've been rolling together for a while.
Yeah, we're like. Tight.
Yeah.
Fucking best buds.
So you're a cleric of Torag.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't know why not. Good question. So it sounds like your quest is kind of to find, like...
The one-eyed bandit.
Oh, sure. The one-eyed
bandit.
That's also a euphemism I use for my penis, which is... in real life. That's in real life. That is not gross.
How is it a bandit?
Huh?
I don't know.
Because Because it steals
That's
your heart.
Oh, boy. Who's flirting now,
Gee
guys?
Whiz.
It's these two.
Yeah, it's
that
fantastic.
Always happens, though.
Yeah.
Talking about
dicks. A lot of sexual tension on you.
Oh, boy.
I feel like there's never not talking about dicks in D&D.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense.
It does make sense. So what I'm going to say is that you guys have heard just a... You've heard some stories at the taverns and the hotels that you've been to, the hotels that,
we like
really
a nice,
fancy.
Four-star. Yeah. Torag would want us to stay here, right? Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are totally like a TV evangelist. You
yes.
Everyone's money.
Oh
the
God.
Wrong way.
Like the 700 Club.
Fancy hotels, yeah.
Okay.
So you have heard that there's been a one-eyed man, in this next town over. You've just recently reached the gates of the town, and you're interested in getting in there. You've never been to this town before, and you're, like I said, you're at the gates, and they're just, like, propped open, and it's late at night. You don't have a tent or anything, so what are you going to do?
I'm going to go in this gate.
Okay. All right, I'll cover you.
Wait. Are any of us, like, stealthy? Probably not. I'm clanging around with heavy
armor.
That's
the thing, is like we didn't have a ton of time to roll up anything, because somebody had to be at CIC. So.
That was
I
what I sounded like. You
yeah.
Exactly
like that.
Yeah. Yep. Compare that impression to the real thing. Let's go in there.
Yeah,
weapons drawn.
All right.
I'll take out my warhammer.
Okay, let's
see
you have a warhammer.
Okay.
Perfect. What you encounter is a medium-sized, like, being who's just standing, like, stoically inside the gate.
Oh, I want to detect evil.
You don't detect evil.
Okay.
In particular. No. Not evil.
What's your name again?
Grubbs.
With a Z.
Grubbs, what think you of this form?
Oh boy, this is not Grubb's forte, making decisions. Hey, let's Let's bum rush him.
Can they see us? Can it see us?
You're asking to get inside its head right now. Are you doing a perception check?
Oh, yes, I'm doing a perception check.
You can roll a d20.
18.
It's looking right at you.
Oh, God. I'm gonna, before he rushes him, I'm going to say, ho there, what business do you have?
And this thing says, what business have you here? This is my town. You've entered my gates. Explain yourself.
Oof, this seems bad.
We come looking for a murderer.
Are you a murderer?
No. I'm a paladin, and this is my friend Grubbs, the cleric.
Oh. We harbor no murderers here.
May we stay at your inn? We're not murderers. We're just going to kill
you. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, this is intimidating. It's a bad situation.
Yeah. Did you want to take a look at this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's creepy looking. He has the head of a hyena, and he's like a little bit taller than...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Than me? Than Grubbs?
He's not taller than Grubbs. He's much taller.
Okay.
Than my friend Dougie over here. But, yeah, he's about Grubbs' size.
I could take
him. He's tall.
What else is there to do?
I mean, yeah, let's do it. All right.
Okay.
Do I have any magic?
We're going to rush at him. We'll say we have melee weapons.
I have ideas about your
things. Great.
And stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clayton, you want to take a swing?
Charge! Yes!
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Alright, guys.
Let me add him.
First, everybody roll a d20 for initiative.
Okay. 18.
15.
Tim's going first.
Hell yeah.
Makes sense. Gnome. Okay.
So, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna say this gnome carries around what is probably a short sword,
mm-hmm.
but to him it's like a long sword, you know?
Yes, of course.
Sting.
So he's going to rush up and he's just gonna try and stab this dude in the chest.
Right. I love this. This is what's great.
We were just having a friendly conversation.
Yeah, no, it was not friendly. He's a dick.
Yeah, he's creepy.
Roll a d20.
Got a hyena head, dude. Get him, Tim.
Lose it angled. 19.
19.
Oh, you hit. Roll a d6.
I'm a murderer.
Well, I'm such a murderer.
D6.
Torag would want to.
Six!
He screams. You can see in his eyes that he was not expecting this. He was just trying to defend him. All he did was stand by the gate of the city, and two interlopers who said they weren't murderers have stabbed him.
And we're men of God.
Hey, man, he was. No, this was weird. This was a weird situation.
I'm lawful good.
He's on his knees, and your short sword is in his chest. But he's not dead.
He's not dead.
But, hold on.
All right, let's give him a chance to surrender.
Oh, okay, it's your turn.
All right.
It's the Grubbs' turn.
All right, let's give him... this guy is basically dead. Let's let him off the hook this time. With a warning.
I'm going to pull out my sword. Do you want to treat his wounds?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Treat his wounds.
He screamed once, but now his mouth is just open. And he's looking at the sky.
Now we say, where is the one-eyed barbarian?
And he's like, gah, gah.
All right, we gotta get out of here.
He points to the east, yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Pointing to the
blood east. Is filling his lungs.
Let's, yeah. All right, I'm gonna, do I have any gold pieces I can leave? Like,
oh my God.
I'm just trying to, like,
you definitely
be cool, man.
Have at least 100 gold pieces.
All right, I'm gonna leave, like, 10 gold and just like super apologetic.
Can you heal him?
I mean, yeah, can I? Okay.
Yeah, what are you, a cleric?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Healing hands or something?
Yeah.
Alright, roll a d20.
This is pretty much how I DM in real life.
I feel like this has happened to us before.
Yeah, roll a d20.
5.
Oh, so you're like clumsily patting at his chest, which just hurts worse.
Oh my God.
He gets the idea. We're trying out.
Yeah, he sees the gold and he's just like, is this a sex thing?
Yeah.
So he's like pointing to the east and.
Do we want to fuck the open wound before? No, we're not. We're Torag. I mean, no. Torag wouldn't want
so
that.
So we say thank you, and then.
Thank you.
Let us go on our
Torag. Bless you, sir.
He just gets to his knees and starts crawling away. Like he's not even. Gonna,
Let's go find.
Yeah, let's go.
Another job well done for Dougie and Grubbs. Off we go to our next
two heroes on an adventure.
Okay. Certainly. Oh, my lord.
Yeah. Do you guys need to go?
I can do a little longer.
Let's do this.
So you see... Okay. Where do you want to go?
Oh, we're going to go to the east.
Yeah. The direction Ian.
Okay.
let's not go back to this town anymore.
It's nighttime, right?
It is nighttime. It's like
maybe we should camp real quick. Set up camp.
I got a good feeling about this.
All right,
let's push there.
So you're walking along like cobblestone streets.
So we're still in this town.
Do we
see any horses?
Are there
any stables?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
One.
You don't see anything.
Okay.
All right. We are barely paying attention.
You're in an alley.
I stab my eyes.
We are so bad at.
You're just like you're haunted by what just happened. So it makes sense that you're not noticing what's happening around you.
Thought I was a bad dude.
Yeah.
I've made mistakes.
I'm just covered in blood.
Blood is all over your hands. You're walking on cobblestone streets. The lanterns are no longer lit because it's so late. And you just see houses. It's pretty sweet, like thatched roofs. Okay. There's some candles inside some of them.
Quaint town. This is nice.
Sweet little town.
I feel like we should start a jog to get away from this place.
All right.
We're going to start getting out of here pretty quick.
Are you heading back out the gates?
Out the gates and then east.
Wait. Whatever way
he pointed east in the town?
Yeah, like in the
town. Oh, then we're going wherever he pointed.
Yeah, okay. I was unclear. Yeah, east, deep into the town.
Great.
So, like, you do hear from an alley just, like, a little, like, sound. Right. As you pass
Let's
it.
Let's stealthily investigate.
Okay. So roll a d20.
Roll a stealth check.
5.
16.
Okay. No matter what, 16's pretty stealthy. Cool. But unfortunately...
Grubs
is like honk honk. So it sounds like one half-orc and one stealthy nothing. What you see in this alley is... Again, you don't see anything yet. It's pretty dark. But you hear just like... little scratchy sounds. Nothing seems to have noticed you yet, even though you're pretty loud.
Do we have any spells of like light or anything like that?
Let's see, you have dancing lights.
Dancing lights.
In real life, I wouldn't just make this up.
But we're just
playing. All right. We have dancing lights.
Should we do it? Light this place up?
Do it, okay. Dougie.
All right. Do I roll?
You don't. It's a
spell. Oh, okay. Great.
And, like, right now, even though you're traumatized, like, I'm going to say you can do a somatic spell despite your trauma. You're not in battle right now. So
right.
you hit the dancing lights, and you see these, like, nasty little red, like, beetles.
Oh.
And there are four of them. And when the lights come on...
Are they big?
They're, like, small, but they're bigger than an average beetle. And they're crawling right towards you when the lights come on because they see you.
Let's get stabbing again.
Hey, let me crush them with my boots. This seems like they're beetles, right?
Yeah, they're just bugs.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So you're going to try to crush it?
Yeah, we're going to try and crush it.
Roll a d20. There's four of them.
8.
6.
No.
We just miss?
Yeah, you just
too
miss.
Fast?
You stomp and they like... come all around you.
Okay.
So one of them tries to bite.
Oh, man.
Clayton. Oh, man. I'm always missing my d4. Sorry.
No,
I might have to, Oh, here it is. Oh, okay. So it bites Clayton.
Ah!
I know. It's terribly painful. For 4 damage. Oh, wait.
4 damage?
Yeah, sorry, that's what I was rolling. I'm going to make sure it bites you. It fucking bites you.
Oh,
and you
God.
Get 4 damage.
Oof.
Which means, like,
you're
it's a bad
hurt.
Bite. You're pretty hurt right now.
Dougie!
And Now it's Tim's turn again.
Okay. Should we flee from these bugs? No, damn it. We're gonna do this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stomp. Not the one that just bit, but another one.
Okay. Also, yeah. I would have had you roll for initiative. There's only two.
Don't worry about it.
you're gonna stomp. Okay, roll a d20.
Okay. 15.
Okay, you stomp. Which I'm gonna say is a d6. So roll a d6.
Shoot a stamp.
There's one right
there. Two.
Okay, it's like half stomped and it's still crawling.
Oh, okay.
It's now Grubbs' turn.
Alright, I'm gonna warhammer the one that just bit me in a fury.
Roll a d20. 17.
Yeah.
Warhammer it, d6.
Four.
Dead. How does it die?
I just like smushes under the warhammer and I'm like, ew! Ew! Gross, bug juice.
Yeah, there's two more. One of them tries to head to Tim, I mean to, sorry, Dougie, and sure. Just like crawls over your foot.
This is so gross for Grubs.
The second one also misses Grubs.
Hell yeah.
Bugs are stupid. It's Dougie's turn.
Okay, I'm gonna pull up the short sword and just stab into one of these things.
Okay, cool.
The wounded
19.
Woman.
Yeah, you do it. D6.
Nice. Okay, where did that go? There we go. 2.
Okay, again. Oh, the wounded one is now dead.
The wounded one is still... Yeah, okay, like gotcha. I hit the same one.
Yeah, cool. What does it look like when it dies?
It's like I split it in two with the blade, and now it's got, so like, bug juice and that guy's blood on it.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah. As you're fighting these bugs, you hear just, like, footsteps, what sounds like maybe 20, 30 feet away. Just FYI.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we got to finish this.
Gotta finish this up.
Warhammer on another bug.
Okay.
5.
No.
Yeah. No, I know.
You just
hey, man, I know what happened.
Okay. Damn. These bugs are bad at biting.
Oh, boy.
Nope. It's Dougie's turn.
Okay.
Roll a 5 and a 6.
Just based on our brief idea of our characters, do I have any, like, attack spells? Wait. You know what I want to do? I want to do the smite thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smite evil.
Smite evil on a bug.
Okay. Let's just, let me, like, make sure that happens.
Maybe a little...
Yeah, that might...
Guys, I'm going for it.
You can get it once a day.
Okay.
These are little,
when are we coming back here,
right? Right. You might be looking for a one-eye bandit, but it's totally fine.
Well, I was going to say this. This is awesome. So let's do an executive decision here. Would you want to come back sometime, and we'll continue the journey of Dougie?
Absolutely,
and
totally.
That sounds great.
That would be great.
But let's finish out these bugs.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So
maybe I don't want to waste my smite.
I was going to say these bugs aren't. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, they're not really evil. They're just bugs.
They're just bugs.
They all don't right. have a...
Some bugs we scared.
This time I'm going...
We're not good at this.
No. This time I'm going with, like, the hilt of the sword. I'm just bashing.
Cool.
16.
You hit.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
Oh, that bug is, like, extra dead.
Nice. Just splatters all over my hilt.
Splatters all
right.
over, yeah.
Love it.
All
right. 15.
You hit.
All right. One.
It's one little leg fall.
Yeah.
Huh?
Smash the leg of
five legs, and
Warhammer.
It's coming right at you. Oh, shit, all my stuff. Oh, and it bites you.
God.
Oh, no.
Fucking damn
going
it.
After Clayton again?
Yeah, oh, it is, because it just attacked.
Yeah.
4 damage. You're not in great shape.
Are you okay?
Holy shit. I don't know. How many hit points
Grubs,
do I
have? You have 3 hit points left.
Oh,
what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. After a bug fight?
I know. Yeah, that's what happened.
God!
Sorry. But now it's Dougie's turn.
Okay. I'm going with another hilt smash. 13.
You hit.
Okay.
Come on.
Please.
4.
Yeah.
It's, okay.
It's dead.
Man, I heal myself.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, you should do a heal check.
All right. 13.
And you're a cleric, so you got, like, heal skills up the wazoo.
Sure.
So I'm going to have you do I think it'd be a 1d8.
This is a D8, right?
That's a D10.
The D9 or D10.
Yeah, D8. Oh, boy.
Wait, is it?
Nope.
Here we go.
Yes.
5.
Okay, so you've got like 8 hit points now. That's pretty good.
Here's what I was thinking, because we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah,
I'm going to do a perception check at the footsteps that I heard.
Okay.
Maybe as a little cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Perfect cliffhanger.
Perfect cliffhanger.
We fail to notice.
They sound like footsteps.
Clayton, do you want to try?
Hey, why not? 3.
Great job.
Best adventurers
and so
ever.
So ends the first chapter of Dougie and Grubbs.
Yep.
That poor guy who was just coming out.
We stab him, then we're like super apologetic.
I am so sorry.
We did not need to do that.
I don't know why we did that. That was so rude.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thank you.
For real, we should have you come back. This was, we should do
that. Absolutely.
Super.
Join us another week. Not next week, probably, but at some point.
Yeah.
In the heroic tales of Dougie and Grubbs.
Heroic in, like, quotation marks.
Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Me, but I'm too little.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, guys. Producer's note. The show that Tim plugged during the plug segment, The Geek Show, a nerdy variety talky thing, is actually not associated with Nerdalogs. I just thought that we should make that clear. However, we definitely think that you should go see it because it's going to be awesome. It is a Verse the Universe production, which is brought to us, of course, by Aaron Amendola, as well as Sawyer Happy's Cody Melcher, Ed Soderberg, who is a great, great friend of the nerds, and just a bunch of really cool talented people. So it's for sure going to be a fun time. It's at Stage 773 this Friday at 8 p.m. So go to it and enjoy. Thanks a lot for listening. This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.